Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Every day we talk to Olin is a Christmas morning. There is a secret surprise package of wisdom ready to tear open.
Oh, he's wise.
Good morning, Olin. How
morning,
are you?
Olin.
Good morning, guys. I'm a wise, and I won't say the word on the radio.
Yes. About it. And we appreciate that.
And I know what Dave meant when he said that.
All right. So, great wise one. Tell us, what have we learned about Mitchell Trubisky? You know, I don't want to downplay that he had a successful drive to end the game, but I was saying this morning that, and I can't help it, the Lions have lost that game pretty much the entire year. They have led in every single game. They're 3-8-1. They've lost at the end of games all the time. And I don't want to discredit what Mitch achieved, but you just got to kind of keep it in context a little bit, maybe.
Yeah, and you're excited the Bears won, and two things happened, right, that haven't happened is Cordarrelle Patterson gets a big return to start the game. The Bears get good field position and put the ball in the end zone on their first drive for the first time, I think, since the Minnesota Vikings game when Chase Daniel came in after Mitch got hurt and led them down the field for a touchdown. So if you look at the whole game, yeah, Mitch leads them down the game late after, you know, things are not looking very good, right, guys? I mean, I think it was 3rd and 4 by the end zone, and Mitch makes that choice to run out of bounds there instead of get the first down at the end of the half, and that's got you screaming at Mitch. And then he comes out and right away throws an interception on their first drive of the third quarter, which you're all, you know, from the last 5 games, you're expecting big things, but Slay, he sees Robinson late, and Slay makes a good break on the ball and picks him off, and now you're worried. But Mitch picks himself off the mat right when things look the worst, right when they're losing to the Lions, who are not a very good football team, and Mitch leads them down the field for 2 touchdowns. And, you know, I know it's the Lions defense, and, you know, if you take even a better look at it, Bronnecker and Horsted, they have their touchdown catch versus their first touchdown catch in the NFL versus the same cornerback, Will Harris. So is it the Bears or is it the Lions? I don't know. Just glad they won that game on Thanksgiving.
Olin, appreciated your pregame show where you outlined what the Bears need to do to fix their offense. And in a nutshell, number 1, move James Daniels back to center. Number 2, move Cody Whitehair back to guard. 3, put Ted Larson in at right guard. 4, gadget plays with Patterson and Cohen. 5, Mitch, keep the ball in the zone read. And 6, pull guards and play action passing. How much did they improve offensively against the Lions, and how realistic are some of those options?
I thought that at the end of the game, the options that I came up with, they're not real realistic. No one's going to listen to me up there. But at the end of the game, I thought they looked comfortable, and a lot of that is the offensive line gave him a lot of time, a lot of credit to Cornelius Lucas, who comes out there at right tackle again. I think he did that against Denver also and has a very good game. And you know, Coward is doing as well as you could expect a guy to do, who is a defensive lineman who played mostly right tackle, guys, all offseason. And since he moved over and then all of a sudden got thrown in at guard and you're playing, you know, decently well there. But, you know, the run game was very efficient versus the Lions. I don't know the exact stats, but I think that Montgomery was well over 4 yards a carry. Didn't stick with it as much as I would have liked, but I think I could say that probably as long as Coach Nagy's here calling plays, every game that I watch. So that's just the kind of offense they are. But I like you guys, when you watch the film, you don't know if it's the Lions or you don't know if it's the Bears. And you know the Lions are a bad team. The Bears have won 3 out of the last 4, 2 versus the Lions and 1 versus the Giants. And the offense went against the Rams once in those 4 games, a 12th ranked defense in the NFL, and only scored 7 points. I think they're only averaging 15 points a game against top 16 defenses in the NFL. Right now at home, they're averaging, you know, just over 16 points a game. They wonder why they get booed. And if you take the Saints 2 touchdowns out late in the game, they're only averaging 14 points a game. And I don't want to take out Cordero Patterson's kickoff return, but then it'd be really bad. So excited to see them this week versus a good defense. The Cowboys come in with the 8th ranked defense, I think they are. And the Bears, if they want to prove themselves this again to everybody and prove that they are an offense that's improving, well, they got a pretty good test coming in this Thursday.
You know, it's interesting because we were talking about it earlier, Olin. I don't know if this experience has happened to you, but the Cowboys are down and out. They have the same record as the Bears, but one team's on the upswing and one team's on the downswing, or apparently that way, given the schedules. But I think they were given a real lifeline by the Eagles losing to Miami. And does that make a team, you know, if you're in a division race late in the season, how much encouragement do you get by watching an opponent have a terrible loss?
Yeah, I mean, it's good to, after you lose to the Bills,
right,
who have a very good defense, right, number 3 ranked in the NFL, that you wake up. And I think they're still in first place, aren't they?
They are.
You didn't really lose ground. You're still right there. You walk in the locker room and you look at each other like, we got lucky there, but we got to go out to Chicago and beat the Bears on national television. And if you look at the Cowboys, I mean, I think they've lost to the Vikings, the Pats, the Bills, the Saints, the Packers, and their one bad loss is versus the Jets, right? And the Jets, you know, if you take a close look at it, the Jets have a very good defense, 6th in the league. So that bodes well for the Chicago Bears, because the teams that are beating the Cowboys are the teams with top-ranked defenses in the NFL. And the Chicago Bears have one of those. And it just tells me that if you take a look at the way this team loses, and maybe they give us some big plays in the secondary, and we have guys with Miller stepping up versus the Lions, and hopefully Gabriel comes back, and Allen Robinson, we have guys who can beat you deep, and hopefully – in this last, you know, home stretch here for the Chicago Bears, hopefully we do see an improved Mitch Trubisky, and the Bears can put up over 20 points and steal this game from the Dallas Cowboys.
Come out to Tavern in the Park in Evergreen Park on Thursday for the Sportsbook at Ameristar pregame show. Listen to Hub Arkish, Patrick Manley, and Olin Krutz from 6 until kickoff, followed by a 2-hour postgame with Hub, Patrick, and James Big Cat Williams, brought to you by Miller Lite. Hold true. Okay, Olin. David Montgomery, he was better. 16 carries, 75 yards. He had the big touchdown catch in the end. What did he do that impressed you against the Lions?
You know, David Montgomery, when I was watching him, and the first thing you have to mention with the Lions is that Smax Harrison was out, but we don't feel bad for their injuries with all the guys we had out on offense, you know, with Long, Burton, Massey, Gabriel, and Shaheen. Now all this almost 5 out of 11 starters that you thought were going to contribute this year for the Chicago Bears on the sideline, and you wonder why they're not having a good year. But when I watched Montgomery, you know, 2 or 3 weeks prior to this game, he wasn't pressing holes. Looked like he hit a little bit of a rookie wall, and by no means am I giving the offensive line a pass. I'm just talking about the running back position. The offensive line has to get more movement. But this game, credit to him, it looked like he corrected his mistakes and just said, I'm going to hit that hole. I'm going to press the line of scrimmage. I'm going to make my cut off the heels of the offensive lineman, guys, because if you cut too early, O-linemen will all fall off blocks. And he was doing that a little bit in the games prior to the Lions game. So it's just good to see a young guy honest. And I heard a few interviews where he said that, you know, the competition is a lot higher in the NFL, and it's something he has to get used to. And it's always good when you hear a guy say exactly what you're seeing on film. And that's what you saw on film when you watched Montgomery. You saw him struggling a little bit against competition, struggling a little bit just to press the holes, trust his linemen. And some of that is the linemen's fault, right? They've lost some of that trust by not getting movement, not getting moving guys off the ball and getting beat. So it was good to see him. That touchdown play, he ran a really good route. But again, you know, like Mully mentioned, that was the Lions just being the Lions, and nobody really covered him. So he got open on that route, but a lot of that was scheme and the Lions not covering guys in man coverage, which they seem to do for the Chicago Bears every time they play them.
You know, another thing that we really haven't talked about that we got to get into a little bit is the penalties. I mean, they had 10 penalties for 89 yards. Now, the Lions had 9 for like 85 or something. But you can't win games. You can't be a good team if you can't get the right number of guys on the field. If you can't get a playoff in the proper amount of time.
Coming out of a timeout. Ouch.
It is just infuriating to see that. And frankly, that's on coaching. I always believe that's on coaching.
Coaching and eventually on players too, right? Take some ownership. And I know they said like Riley really came in on at the end of the second quarter late when his helmet wasn't even buckled and he came running on. And they said that might have been a coaching problem. But all those guys have to take responsibility. And, of course, I know what you're saying. It starts with Coach Nagy. It starts with him getting his guys ready. And at the end of the day, that does fall on coaching. But look, if the Chicago Bears want to win in this last month and win out against 4 very good football teams, besides the Cowboys who are on a little bit of a slide here, but then they have to get all this stuff corrected. Like you're saying, you can't have the blocks in the backs by Wims. You can't have the face mask slash, I think it was more of a holding versus coward. You can't have, you know, Mitch has got to recognize on screens that if you hold the ball too long, you can't throw it because the linemen are all downfield. So these are little things. And like they like to say, it's funny, right, because you hear coming out of the Bears building about this Anthony Miller who, man, you watch this kid on film, you know, for about the last half of this year, this guy is getting open, and you expected this game to come at some point. But they say he's got to worry about the details of his job. Well, I got news for everybody up there at Halas Hall. They all got to worry about the details of their job. They all have to start, you know, don't just talk about Anthony Miller. You might want to take a good look in the mirror in the morning and ask yourself what you're doing when you got all these kind of penalties. And like you said, you come out of timeouts. And I think what happened there, if I remember correctly, was at one point, I might be confused on a game, but Coach Nagy was yelling at the refs about a play. And you know, all of a sudden he didn't get another play in. And it's just, you know, the sideline looks like it's in chaos sometimes. And that's just not good. And it's something they all have to get corrected there. Whether Coach Nagy's got to get some help from the 100 million assistants they all have on the sidelines nowadays. And, have you guys ever seen an NFL sideline nowadays? I mean, how do you get anything? How does anything get lost in the shuffle with all the people they have employed in that building nowadays? Give other people some responsibility. And let's get this stuff straightened out.
All right. Thank you, Olin.
Thanks, Olin.
Great catching up.
Good stuff.
All right, guys. Mark Colombo back this week. Mark Colombo back, offensive line coach.
Oh, yeah.
2002.
Wow.
The one that got away. The one that got away.
Good call.
All right, buddy. That is Olin Krutz.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.